Breakfast Show. Live from Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going crazy. Smile 90.4 FM.
The Ron O'Connor Breakfast Show on Smile FM as we wake Cape Town up with music royalty in Memphis, Tennessee. One of the fathers of soul. This man, to be in the same place at the same time, it was written in the stars. William Bell.
Hello.
Man.
How are you?
All the better to see you, yes, sir.
Oh, thank you so much.
In your home. You were born in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, born and raised here and started my career here.
And, here we are. I was looking at you. You don't look a day older than 60, man. You're looking good.
You want to know how old I am?
Yes.
I am 84.
What? And you're still making music.
Making music and enjoying it.
6 years ago, you got a Grammy.
Yeah.
You've seen everything in Memphis. Growing up here, obviously spent some time in Atlanta, I know.
Yeah.
A part of the music scene here, I think of Stax, you've got it on the side of your hat. And it's part of our tour while we're here. Has Memphis changed a lot in the time that you remember growing up here?
Yes, it changed quite a bit, but some things remain the same. Mm. The music scene is still here.
Yeah.
And we just finished doing a movie thing here yesterday with Take Me to the River Again, which is the movie that we did. And I'm enjoying stuff. I'm still involved with the Stax Academy and the kids and stuff there. So life is good.
The cultural hub of music here. We're from Cape Town, South Africa, right? We're a melting pot of a great culture in Cape Town. But it's alive and well. And music in this city, people don't just, they don't just listen to it. They live music in Memphis.
It's a way of life. Yeah, it is. And they love it. They grew up on it. And it becomes a part of our DNA in Memphis,
You speak about the Stax Academy, and the great part about that is that there's a great talent of new and young musicians that you're watching coming through, and you're a mentor to.
Yes, that's one of the things that we started with the museum and then the academy. Now we have the charter school, and they go on to become part of the Berklee and the New York School of Music and all of that. So they chase their dreams, and the kids remind me a lot of myself when I was growing up with B.B. and Bobby Bland and Lil Milton and all those guys. So they took me under their wings, and so it's just passing the torch on.
When you walk through the city, you must have memories. You spoke about B.B. I remember your tribute to Otis Redding. You've got some amazing memories of this town and of the greats in music.
Oh, absolutely. I started my career in secular music about maybe six blocks from here on Hernando, right off Beale Street at the Flamingo Room. And it was during the doo-wop area, and I had a group called the Del Rios. And so we started our careers. We worked with old man Phineas Newborn, which his kids had just fantastic jazz players and everything. Charles Lloyd, Hank Crawford, that went with Ray Charles. All of those guys were part of the band. So I've been fortunate enough to my tenure with some fantastic musicians. And I learned quite a bit. I was going to university.
And now, now a lot of people come here. This is a special week. We're here for Elvis Week. And you think about the globe, that the world come here to celebrate, obviously rock and roll and what the king gave the world. But besides that, you come here and there's just so much more to Memphis than Elvis.
Well, yeah, so much more. But Elvis was a big part of it. Mm. And he was a friend of mine. I got a chance to meet him. We had some skating rink experiences with him. And, of course, all of the Memphis Mafia guys.
Yeah.
And I'm an official member. We're like the Rat Pack. I'm an official member. And George Klein and I, who was Elvis's friend, was a great friend of mine. Jerry Williams, a good friend of mine. So we all grew up around the same time.
It must be incredible to be, I jokingly say that you don't look a day over 60. You tell me you're 84, but you are one of a very special breed of American artist, which is one we've got to really celebrate more than ever before, because the legacy, not only that you leave behind, but the path that you've paved for future stars, that is invaluable to global music?
Well, it is, and I feel fortunate to be able to have done that and still be viable in the music industry. And I love passing the torch on to the youngsters so that they can chase their dreams and become successful.
You must look at them sometimes. You know, we live in this world of TikTok and social media and all of this. Back in your day, there was none of that. You know, you had to have raw talent. If you didn't have the raw talent, you could forget about it.
Right. It was trial and error. It was trial and error. And the older musicians was kind of hard on us, but that's because they loved it.
They absolutely.
And they taught us correctly. And we learned our craft. We learned how the creative process worked. And, of course, we're still here.
What's your best thing to eat in Memphis? As a tourist visiting the city, what do you recommend I need to eat while I'm here?
You gotta have some barbecue and Gus's chicken.
That's it?
Yes, absolutely.
And the homegrown bourbon?
And the homegrown bourbon. Yes, you know... Tennessee whiskey. You gotta have it.
William Bell, it's been an absolute honor and treat to talk to the people of Cape Town, for us to hear your voice in Cape Town.
Hey, man, and let me tell you, the African people, I've been to West Africa, but never Cape Town.
Oh, you gotta come.
I know Stevie came.
Yes,
now.
He did, yeah.
Yes, but I would love to get there, but the African people have been wonderful to me. The fans are just over the top. So say hello to everybody in Cape Town.
Everyone's going to be so delighted.
All right.
Music legend William Bell, thank you for your time, sir.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. Live from Memphis, Tennessee, in the USA. This is America. On Smile 90.4 FM.